Hi, wherever you're listening to me, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is today's Tech Briefing. Twitter's co-founder Jack Dorsey has touched off another round of outrage in India, saying in a recent interview that India frequently demanded the removal of posts and accounts critical of the government, often threatening legal action against the social media platform, TechCrunch reports. Dorsey claimed the Indian government threatened to shut down Twitter's operations, raid employees' homes, and close its offices. Twitter initially resisted such demands, but eventually complied with India's new IT regulations, TechCrunch notes. India's Technology Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar has refuted Dorsey's statements, accusing Twitter of violating Indian laws and disregarding the country's sovereignty. Amazon Web Services experienced a significant outage yesterday, affecting numerous major websites in the US, including the Boston Globe and the Metropolitan Transit Authority in New York City. The outage disrupted the ability of news organizations to publish coverage of former President Donald Trump's court appearance in Miami, CNN reports. Multiple news outlets, including The Verge, confirmed that their websites were also affected by the AWS outage. Southwest Airlines acknowledged customer complaints about accessing their website and stated that they were working with Amazon to address the issue. The outage prompted around 12,000 reports of AWS service problems on Down Detector, which gradually decreased by 5 p.m. Eastern Time, or about 2:30 a.m. local time in India. AWS acknowledged the incident, reporting increased error rates and latencies in its Northern Virginia hub. The outage has since been resolved. Accenture has announced a $3 billion investment over 3 years in its data and AI practice, joining the list of global tech services and consulting giants investing heavily in generative AI, including Indian rivals Infosys and Tata Consultancy Services. Accenture also plans to double its AI workforce to 80,000 professionals through hiring, acquisitions, and training, according to a press release yesterday. This news comes 3 months after the company announced 19,000 job cuts to reduce costs. As part of the investment, Accenture has launched a platform called AI Navigator for Enterprise to help clients develop AI strategies, use cases, business cases, decision-making, and responsible policies. The company will also establish a Center for Advanced AI to maximize the value of generative AI and other emerging artificial intelligence capabilities. Infosys Finacle, the core banking software subsidiary of Infosys, has won a contract from Belgium's Keytrade Bank to modernize its core banking system to make the bank's operations more efficient and provide a better customer experience. This implementation will replace the bank's legacy banking systems, Infosys said in a press release. The bank is subscribing to Finacle via a software-as-a-service model on Microsoft's Azure cloud. And among the capabilities that Finacle will enable is the ability for the bank's IT team to compose and push a range of banking products to the market easily and independently, according to Infosys's press release. Keytrade Bank will use Finacle's open API repository on the cloud to integrate with ecosystem partners, while the SaaS deployment on Microsoft Azure will ensure higher availability and resilience for the bank's core business, according to the press release. In more SaaS news, Hyderabad is set to host the second India Data Observability Conference this Friday, June 16th, organized by Unravel Data, a data observability platform provider. The conference will feature over 14 prominent speakers addressing 200 delegates, including data engineers, leaders, architects, and operations engineers from top tech companies in and around Hyderabad, according to a press release. Data observability and cloud data spend management will be the key topics discussed, with a focus on bringing financial operations or FinOps to the modern data stack. The event aims to provide insights into the importance of observability, AI's impact on data observability and FinOps, and optimizing performance and reliability while managing costs. Researchers from Macquarie University, in collaboration with teams from Japan, the Netherlands, and Italy, have achieved a new speed record for an industry-standard optical fiber. The researchers successfully transmitted data at a rate of 1.7 petabits equivalent to the combined speed of 17 million NBN broadband internet connections over a 67-kilometer length of fiber, according to a press release from the Australian University. The fiber contains 19 cores, each capable of carrying a signal and meets global standards for size. The breakthrough was made possible by a compact glass chip developed by Macquarie University, which allows signals to be fed into the fiber's cores simultaneously with low levels of losses. The technology has numerous potential applications, ranging from subsea cables to disease detection and planetary exploration. That's it for this briefing. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.